shall we pray at this time. Most holy and righteous Father, in Jesus' name, dear Lord, we have assembled ourselves today in this great celebration. Dear Father in heaven, as we assemble in celebration, O Lord, help us to keep reminded, dear Heavenly Father, that we are coming home. And dear Lord, one day, when we have finished this course on earth, we want to be able, O Lord, to have a homecoming in thy divine kingdom. O Lord, we beseech thy mercies this morning upon the sick and the afflicted everywhere. Dear Father in heaven, upon those that are unsaved, the naked, the hungry, the unsheltered, those, O Lord, who have experienced disappointment and have been discouraged in life, have mercy upon them this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Let them know, dear Lord, that thou art the same God today as was yesterday. Dear Heavenly Father, help them to remember, O Lord, that it was you, O Lord, that took care of the early prophets. And that it was you, dear Heavenly Father, who fed them in the wilderness. Dear Heavenly Father, bless those this morning who are experiencing bereavement. Dear Heavenly Father, may they lift their heads from sorrow toward thy heavenly kingdom. And oh Lord, let them know, dear Heavenly Father, that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And dear Heavenly Father, you said, blessed are those they that mourn. Dear Father in heaven, we thank thee this morning for things being well with us as they are. Realizing, dear Lord, that things could be worse. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee for our families. Oh Lord, we thank thee for our relatives and for our friends. And oh Lord, we thank thee for our enemies that keepeth us turned in your direction. Have mercy this morning, dear Heavenly Father, for Jesus' sake. Dear Heavenly Father, bless those that are not church today. That sinner man, that sinner woman, born girl. Oh Lord, may they come to the altar crying that I know that my Redeemer lives. Why? Because he lives within my soul. Bless America this morning for Jesus' sake. Dear Heavenly Father, bless those, O Lord, who are having troubles, trials, and tribulations. Dear Heavenly Father, if you please, in Jesus' name, look down upon Mexico this morning, if you please. Have mercy, dear Heavenly Father, upon those that are homeless. Some have lost loved ones, families, and friends. Bless us today, dear Heavenly Father, for Jesus' sake. Dear Heavenly Father, may we run this race with patience. May we never get tired, dear Heavenly Father. May we hold out to the end. After a while, we're going to have a grand homecoming day. Oh Lord, when all the saints, oh Lord, shall gather around the throne after we have finished this race, they won't gather until we all get home. Bless us and keep us. The Heavenly Father, bless those that have traversed and traveled a long ways today. Bless this pastor who has come to worship with us. Have mercy upon him. Bless his church, the Heavenly Father. Bless St. Paul, the Heavenly Father, this morning in a special manner. Bless the Utah Charge in a special manner. Oh Lord, bless the church of the world today, the universal church. May we reach out to Heavenly Father to get those that are unsaved. May we reach out to Heavenly Father to give consolation to those that are in despondency. Bless us, dear Lord, and keep us. Bless us throughout the day. Hold us in the hollow of thine own hand. Empower me today with the power of the Holy Ghost, that we may truly, truly proclaim thy word for the spirituality and for the edification of our soul. These and other blessings we do pray and ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
In the valley, oh,
sweet peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the valley,
well,
there will be peace.
Yes, it will.
In
yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Zacchaeus stood by the way and said, Lord, behold, the half of my goods I give to the poor. If I have taken anything from any person by false accusation, I restore it unto them, not one time, but four times as much. Freely, you shall receive, freely you give. Well, there's an option. We own nothing in this world. We are the stewards of God's protection. The Bible says that the child of a thousand years belongs to God.
Thank you.